White, Mabel. Nashville, Tennessee, June 7th, 1904. My dear granddaughter Mabel, I should be very much pleased to receive a line from you, my dear, wherever you may be, to let me know where to address you. I would often be pleased to write you a letter when I have something interesting to write about. We are just about to leave here for a trip of 6 or 7 days up the Cumberland River in the Morning Star. Our party will consist of Brethren Megan and Sutherland, your Uncle Edson and your Aunt Emma, your father, your grandmother Sarah, Brother Chrysler, who returned from Graysville yesterday, Maggie, Edson's stenographer, and several others. We expect to start about noon today. It is now 8:30, and at 9, the inspector will go over the boat. We must be back by the 14th, for Brethren Megan and Sutherland have to be at Berrien Springs to attend the opening of the summer school. When Edson was going up and down the Mississippi, he acted as pilot and captain, but he has not pilot's papers for the Cumberland River, so he has secured a pilot. He wishes to learn all about the navigation of this river, so that he will be able to act as pilot himself. I have just had a call from your father. He gave me a copy of a letter he has written you. Mabel, in no case enter a smallpox hospital. I do not think that either you or Ella ought to take up the work of treating the sick. You are both too sensitive to suffering. Mabel, be careful, very careful, of your health. In a short time now, we shall be in San Diego. We may send for you then, or we may go directly home. I leave you and Ella in the hands of the Lord, asking Him to watch over and protect you. I will send this letter to your mother, for I do not know where you are. We have been in Nashville for nearly 2 weeks. Your Aunt Emma and Uncle Edson have made things very pleasant and comfortable for us. Last Friday, we went out to visit the sanitarium, which is about 3 miles out of Nashville. The country all round there is as pretty as a picture. At present, the sanitarium work is being carried on in a rented building, but we hope that arrangements can soon be made to secure a place of our own. At the sanitarium, we saw Miss Wittenberg, who is acting as matron. With much love, your grandmother.